I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While physical assistance is the priority in many areas of Hurricane Katrina, spiritual assistance is also needed. International Bible Society's Suze Hyde says that the evacuees themselves are asking for scripture. IBS is helping to meet those needs. Requests have come in from many organizations, and they plan to send out 500,000 pieces of scripture to the region. Hyde's asking for prayer.
That his spirit would go before these pieces we're sending out and work in people's hearts so that when they read them, they would be comforted. That more people would come to faith in Christ and accept his gift of forgiveness and eternal life.
Next, Mission Aviation Fellowship has established an emergency wireless internet communication center in Auburn, Alabama. The center's been assisting families and emergency personnel with not only communications, but also relief supplies. The critically needed communication networks they provide will assist agencies coordinating relief in the disaster zone. As team members reach out, they're demonstrating the compassion of Christ. And finally, in today's world of global technology and communications, WideNet International Ministry sees their role as a needed link in the web of technology and ministry. The WideNet's Jason Williamson says that they equip the worldwide church with the technology resources they lack.
This is technology that's being used in the commercial world today, but a lot of people in the ministry maybe don't know what's accessible or what's available or what's cost effective. And so we're there helping them move forward in reducing their cost and at the same time allowing the leadership to stay on the same page and again help them fulfill the Great Commission.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address in the left, and you'll receive up-to-date Mission News every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.